Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of NemosNewsNetwork.com, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. We have jihadi U.S. boot camps in school. We have trans movies coming for your children. We have 30% of the army being drained and a climate endgame of executive order lockdowns and takeover of everything coming soon. All of this and more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Here we go.
Got sleep issues? Let me guess. All natural sleep aids don't work for you. Well, they only have one or two ingredients to help you sleep. What good is that? Try the brand new Sleepy Joe Sleep Aid. With 18 powerful sleep-inducing ingredients, Sleepy Joe is guaranteed to put you out like Sleepy Joe in his mama's basement. The label says take two, I take one. 30 minutes before I plan to sleep, and dagnabbit, I'm out like a light for about 8 hours. Grab yourself a bottle at redpillliving.com/sleep. It sells out fast, so take action now. That's redpillliving.com/sleep. Lights out.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
Once again, the Mexican president is intervening, trying to save the life of Julian Assange, founder of WikiLeaks, renewing Mexico's offer officially for asylum. Of course, the deep state wants this man tortured and dead. They are not going to let this happen. While pretending to teach English, one Boston high school is teaching immigrant students, newly immigrated students from other countries, that physical violence and even political assassinations are a legitimate form of resisting oppression. And according to one study, over 50% of the nation believes we are headed for civil war within the next few years. So maybe they're just a little bit ahead of the curve, teaching their soldiers to prepare for civil war. What are we doing to prepare to defend ourselves and be victorious when attacked? Not if. The CIA director is issuing a warning to the agency after a noose was found near the CIA facility in Virginia. Although I wonder, perhaps, given everything else that's happened, if they simply mistook a garage door pulley for a hanger, like a Bubba Wallace situation. But who knows? Maybe some vigilante is out there leaving threats for the CIA. That's a dangerous game to play. After the Biden regime left an entire army's worth of military equipment to the tune of billions and billions of dollars in Afghanistan and pulled out, with many of the terrorist Afghanis being brought to our military bases as so-called refugees, sitting right next to our weapons depots and armories right now as we speak, raping female soldiers every chance they get. Anyway, I digress, but we now have the Taliban forces taking all of these leftover weapons, the ones that China didn't get because they were moving into some of those leftover U.S. military bases too, and they have now taken out the Pakistani government, a country which was already on the edge of economic collapse. So, Nickelodeon's upcoming movie, Monster High, the movie, has LGBT characters introducing themselves using their preferred pronouns as the brainwashing of children into these nonsensical and weaponized forms of ideas which are destroying them at record pace continues. The rulers of darkness pulling the puppet strings on puppet Joe Biden are now saying that they are going to use executive powers through Biden's presidency to combat the climate crisis, since apparently Congress is not acting like it should, and this is an emergency. So they really want to starve us and take away our gas and our cars and our electricity and basically everything and put us back into the Dark Ages, with no Bibles, by the way, so that they can rule over us for the rest of time. And that's the entire purpose of the climate change BS, which is completely and totally debunked and has been for decades. Oh, and by the way, all of the predictions failed. We're not underwater. The icebergs didn't melt. The sun didn't crash into the planet. Nobody has caught on fire. The sea levels haven't risen. All of the trees are still alive. I mean, they're just all lying. They're all lying because they don't actually understand science. And ever since we saw the IPCC hockey stick faked emails from ClimateGate, we've already known, and even before then, most of us knew, that this stuff was a scam to give governments more power to tax and control and pick the winners and losers in markets through their cap-and-trade carbon scheme. And they want to tax you and your animals for farting. Imagine how much more expensive your glass of milk is going to get every day, or your dairy cow, if they are charging you every time that cow farts. Cows fart a lot, folks. We've got one out here, a big, beautiful dairy cow named Gertie, with a little baby next to her who is the cutest little thing. I don't know if you've ever been close to like a full cow, but a baby cow, you know, they're a little smaller, a little bit more manageable, about the size of a very large dog, but they have these big, just wet eyes, you know, kind of like in the cartoons. It's almost unrealistically like, you know, the doe eyes that they say. A baby cow has such big, baby, beautiful, wet, glistening eyes that just stand out. It's just a unique little, I don't know. I just wanted to share that with you because most people may never get to see that little miracle. If you can't tell, I'm an actual environmentalist because I love animals and I hate corruption and pollution versus the fake environmentalists, which want more government power so that they can destroy the third world with this ridiculous climate change alarmism. And if you think, you know, taxing your cow farts and increasing the cost of your milk is bad, imagine the millions and billions of people who will starve in the third world. In fact, it is such a huge climate emergency that Joe Biden only got about 20 people to show up to his huge climate change speech in Somerset, the same guy who allegedly got 81 million votes. But here's a silver lining to the storm cloud. The Biden regime is purging up to 27.5% of the army, maybe more, who will not get the vaccine. If we already outnumbered them 100-1, it just got a whole lot better for us in terms of ratio. It will be impossible to enforce these edicts without the military right there with a gun at our face. And they'll do it if given the order. Name me one time in history where military men did not just follow orders. Same with police enforcers. All the good ones have already been kicked out or are being kicked out. Look at every time a hero cop stands out and speaks up against corruption. They're fired immediately. Don't tell me that the thin blue line has your back. That's the blue mafia. That thin blue line is the blue coat of silence when they beat you down. They won't tell on each other. A lot of police are just thugs in uniforms. I've seen them in action, actually, beating people up. I once saw 5 police strap a man to a chair and beat him within an inch of his life. It's not the same thing portrayed on TV. All too often there is drug abuse, steroid addiction, abuse of women, abuse of substances, abuse of process to punish enemies, to harass or rape, and to intimidate. At the end of the day, anyone who works for the government carrying a badge and a gun is someone who agreed to do violence for money for this government and to just follow orders. And don't give me the stuff about them taking an oath. I'm tired of that stuff. It's all BS and baloney. Name one person who ever actually followed it. In the modern context, give me one person who's following their oath of office anywhere, at any of the three-letter agencies, anywhere in the federal government. Name one person who's spoken out who still has a job. The oath of office, the oath to the Constitution, is a lie to get a job. It means as much as the promise that you make to McDonald's when you sign that paper to take that job and flip burgers and fry the fries. And I've worked that job. I have scars on my hands from the burning oil of the fry machines. There's no shame in it, because the shame is not from the work that you do, it's from the people that you hurt. I guess you could argue that French fries from McDonald's hurt a lot of people, though, so maybe there is some shame in that. I think it's fair to say, if you've been watching my show, that I'm not being cocky or arrogant if I say that I got the heart of a warrior. I'm a fighter, I always have been. But I would never hurt someone for money or for gain. Every ounce of my being calls me to protect people from those people who hurt people for money. And this is a real serious conversation we're having because a lot of people are very much rah-rah police and military. And that's fine in the pre-2020 context because many of them were good people who followed their oath in their hearts. But when it comes down to it, they're going to follow orders or get kicked out. So those people are not what we're talking about. Those people are the 27.5% or more that are being kicked out of the army right now. Everything left is ready to hurt you for money. Some of them are even caught bragging about how excited they would be to do so on social media to enforce the communist edicts on we plebs. Imagine how many pink-haired Antifa and BLM violent types or Afghani imports from the Taliban would love to sign up and get that cushy job with government benefits and free food, everything included, with the ability to hurt people, carry a gun and a badge. I mean, they're not going to have a problem recruiting as soon as they start to change the incentive structure for the military. I told you guys a long time ago, first they're going to defund the police, and then they're going to refund the police with Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorists behind the badges. Just like the vaccines are being used to purge our military and our police and our federal government, defund the police and the war on cops has been used to scare away all of the good men protecting society. So yet more corruption and dirt emerges from Hunter Biden's secret messages, texts, laptop, all of that. This time we have a text message from Hunter Biden to Haley where he admits a lot of stuff. I mean, he's talking about how his partner was assassinated, one of the richest, if not the richest men in the world, how he was working with his client, the chief of intelligence of the Republic of China, basically the Chinese spy master. And then he mentions the retaliation of the Chinese government killing all those CIA operatives just a little while back, if you guys remember that a few years ago. And this brings many obvious questions to mind. What was Hunter doing helping Vladimir Putin sell oil and gas to China? That was in there. Why was Hunter Biden working with the chief of intelligence of the China spy network? Why was Hunter Biden's business partner, the richest man in the world, who was also building the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative? And did China arrest CIA operatives in retaliation for the DOJ arresting Hunter's business partner? Now, some of you who may be new to the show and haven't watched me for a very long time may not know this about me, but I tend to have a bit of a problem with telling the truth. And that is, I constantly tell the truth, even when people don't want to hear it. And I can't talk about pretty much anything else but the truth. I mean, I can talk about, like, the farm and stuff, but I can't talk to you about the weather for very long until I turn that conversation back to what's important. The truth, what is happening, what it's doing to people, the victims, what's going on in the world, and why. And I say it's a little bit of a problem, although I say that with a smile, because it gets me in trouble, honestly. I'll give you a perfect example. Last night, my wife wanted to go meet the couple from church. She likes the wife. We get along with them. So we're at this new church. And, you know, it was a great dinner. We had a good time. But it's Dustin Nemos. I can't not talk about important, realistic stuff. So the conversation quickly turns toward my new documentary series and all of these other things. And we go into deep theological discussions. So my wife has given me, like, the stink eye the whole way home, because I've probably scared some people away. I don't know, because some of the stuff that I've pointed out about the deep state and the histories, everything else, it's controversial, right? And that's just who I am. I embrace the controversy. I walk into the fire. I can't avoid it. I can't not. I can't help myself, if you will. I mean, I have, like, this autistic Asperger's level obsession and focus with researching and talking about and reporting what is going on. And I always have. And thanks to you wonderful people out there in this audience, my family is no longer hearing this non-stop stream of information, because they were getting tired of it, honestly. They didn't want to listen to me. Many of them took the vaccine, including my grandmother, who's basically like my mom, who raised me. Now, I'm telling you this story for a reason. It's more of a preamble. This digression meant to sort of segue into what I'm about to report on, and that is that NASA's Webb telescope suffers a massive, significant, uncorrectable damage after being hit by a tiny micrometeoroid. But I just want to mention that that's awfully convenient because now we're not going to get all of those super high-def deep space images that we were promised by NASA because they don't exist. And here's where I get into trouble telling the truth. We are living on a flat world, biblical Earth, as I call it, because, you know, flat Earth is a real controlled opposition term, and it's filled with false information, controlled ops, limited hangouts, and a bunch of other stuff. And just like the Bible describes, there is a firmament, a bubble, a crystalline bubble holding back the waters above our world. And that's why the sky is blue. Now, that sounds nuts. I get it. The Bible says it's true. And who am I to argue with that? But also, they found the firmament and tried to blow it up with missiles in Antarctica in the 50s and the 60s. And we cover all of this on the Esoteric News site at theserapium.com. And the reason we have that website is because many of you are going to think I'm nuts when I come out and say this stuff just bluntly, like I tend to do, which is what gets me in trouble. Many of you may unsubscribe, but I just tell the truth. Now, I didn't used to think that. I looked into debating and debunking the flat stuff because I thought it was ridiculous, and I put it off and I put it off, and people kept commenting, and I said, all right, fine, I'm just going to go learn the arguments so I can finally have a way to shut these people down. I got to stop this spread of disinfo. It's like some CIA mind op or something to distract us from the child trafficking in the news. So I went into the arguments. I spent about 6 or 7 hours on it, and I came away unable to rebut them. In fact, I came away being able to prove that we are on a flat Earth. And I can also show you that we have a crystalline firmament. And I can also show you when they discovered it and what they did in response. And they made NASA in response to finding this firmament. 3 years after Operation Deep Freeze, they founded NASA. And then immediately, almost, they tried to fake a moon landing to convince us we are on a globe planet, a little ball of dirt spinning around an infinite other amount of ball of dirt around a vast universe of dirt and dust and nothingness. Therefore, we are insignificant and tiny. But that's not the case. We're actually the center of the universe. Every experiment has shown that the world does not move or spin at all. They can't prove that it moves. As the Bible says, we are on a flat world, on a fixed world, set on pillars and unmoving, with a firmament on top. Does this sound nuts? Yeah, if you went to public school, and if you trusted the deep state establishment and the last 500 years of controlled opposition science, all of which constantly seeks to try to debunk God and the Bible. Now, I do trust the scientific method, so I can prove all of it to you if you have time, if you have an open mind. But I don't expect you to. Even in my audience, this sounds kind of out there. So I'm just saying it because I cannot report to you that NASA had a deep space telescope that broke that was supposed to give us super secret, nice, high-def images of space, super duper far away with millions of miles of range, but I can't tell you that because it's a lie, and I know it's a lie. Space is a lie. And all these little satellites go up with weather balloons or rockets that end up in the Indian Ocean. They have never found a way through the bubble. And they used to admit it, the Van Allen radiation belt. Actually, they're admitting it again now. They're saying that there are man-made invisible barriers in the sky. This is official science. It's all falling apart, folks, and I hope you're ready for a new world. This is all going to be proven in my docuseries, but it's also already proven on theserapium.com. and many other websites as well. Check out the interview I did with Flat Earth Dave as a good starting point, or go to theserapium.com/map. Or if you have just general questions about the theory and you want to poke holes in it, start at theserapium.com/flat, FAQ, for frequently asked questions. So flat FAQ, flat FAQ. And that will take you to the frequently asked questions page about biblical Earth cosmology. And it's a lot more than just flat, okay? There's also the firmament bubble aspect. There's also the unmoving aspect. We're not rolling or spinning through space. And there's also the central aspect. We are the center of the universe, as best we can tell. And that's a really important distinction. The Bible describes God as sitting on his throne with his footstool on the earth. right above the North Pole, which is the center of our Earth. It's actually not the North Pole, it's the center pole, and Antarctica, which everyone thinks is an island at the south, is the South Pole. Actually, that's a big old ring that goes around the entire planet, or terra firma, or Earth. Terra means Earth, firma means unmoving. That's what they used to call it. Anyway, just so I don't get loaded with a bunch of comments trying to poke holes at me, most of these things that you're going to bring up are already addressed on the FAQ. However, if they're not, and you can find something that I have not yet brought something to address, let me know, and I'll figure it out, and I'll put that up there as well. Or I'll be happy to help you to debunk the entire theory, and together we will claim that 3 Bitcoin reward from Flat Earth Dave for debunking Flat Earth. I have no emotional investment in this other than the fact that it proves God, it debunks aliens, it shows they're actually fallen angels, and it pretty much debunks the credibility of the entire governments, establishments, and medical and scientific authorities and religious authorities of the entire world all at once. It takes away all of the credibility and the brainwashing that they instilled, and it says they lied to us for the last 500 years. It resets the slate in the human mind, and it says, what if God is real? Because there is no flat earth without a creator. I mean, why would you live in basically a terrarium without someone who created it or built it, right? We're not on a globe. It's a lie, and there's no experiment to prove it. You can basically prove there's no curvature with modern cameras and lasers easily. So don't blow up the comments being angry at me. And here's a Project Veritas undercover CNN technical director video speaking about instilling fear about climate change, because COVID is no longer enough of a fear factor in controlling people.
New story comes up, they're going to latch onto it. They've already announced inner office that once the public will be open to it, we're going to start focusing mainly on climate, climate, like global warming, and like that's going to be our next, like, I don't know, like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's going to be our focus. Like our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness.
What does that look like?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I have a feeling it's just going to be, like, constantly showing videos of, like, decline in ice and weather warming up and, like, the effects it's having on the economy. And really
talking about it.
Head of the network, like, just...
Who's that? Is that Zucker?
Zucker, yeah. I imagine that he's got his council and they've all, like, discussed, like, where they think...
So that's, like, the next...
pandemic, like, story, like, that will beat to death. But that one's got longevity, you know what I mean? It's not like... there's a definitive ending to the pandemic, or, you know, like... it'll taper off to a point that it's, you know, not a problem anymore. Probably think it's going to take years, so they'll probably be able to milk that for quite a bit. You know,
so, climate change overload.
Be prepared, it's coming.
Stories? Like right now, we had an inside track right now where two stories are going to be pushed. Climate change is going to be the next COVID thing, just so you know. We're gonna hone in.
Focus on that.
I love it.
But that's a fair thing.
You saw that coming forever.
But to commit to that as a network.
You said it's going to be like the new COVID.